What is up? What is up? What is up? Everyone, everyone, everyone. It is another day, another time, and another week for Wheel Talk Monday. Y'all, I got my sister up in the building with me on tonight, Miss Tevis. How you doing, sis?
I am great. How are you?
I'm good. I cannot complain at all. So, y'all, we about to start this show off. Y'all know how we start Wheel Talk Monday off of. We started off with a little bit of the theme song. As the theme song is playing, I want y'all to like, share, tag, tell somebody, tell everybody that Wheel Talk Monday is on. Let's go. What is up? What is up? What is up? Everyone, everyone, everyone. It is another day, another time, and another week for Wheel Talk Monday. Right. We're going to open up with a little bit of a word of prayer, and then we're going to get this started on the night. Dear Lord, Heavenly Father, we come to you once again, thanking you for another day and another day's blessing. We thank you for all that you have done and all that you are continuing to do for us in our life. We'd ask you to bless this show. Let it completely be what you would have it to be. Bless me, bless Tevis, to be willing vessels to your will. And these are my blessings, and yes, in Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
All right. So, Tevis, tell them what we're talking about on tonight.
So, tonight we are talking about what is the difference between love and lust? Is there a difference to you? What each may or may not mean? I understand that everybody has their own perspective or view or opinion. And so that's what it's going to be about.
Man. All right, so I'll let you start it off with the questions tonight.
Okay. So the first question is, what is your definition of love? So what is your definition of love?
Oh, man. Love is an action. It's not a word. Mm-hmm. Love is a choice. Mm-hmm. You choose to love somebody. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times we say the words "I love you" without actually putting an action behind it.
That's right.
Yeah, I think Stevie Wonder said it better. These three words are slow but simple, short and simple. These three words are short but kind.
Right. Okay. So,
what about you?
So, like you, love is definitely an action word. I often tell people, to me, your words and actions need to match. I also believe that love definitely comes from an emotional place. And with that being said, how do I want to say this? Love is action. So when you are feeling that love, you're going to want to spend time typically with the person. It's like the love language, right? Mm-hmm. Acts of service, words of affirmation, physical touch. And I think that those are all actions, right? Those are all actions. And right. So to love someone to me is definitely showing them by action. Some people, and everybody shows it in different ways. I think it's important that we, are mindful of, being in tune with your person's love language, right? How they love. And sometimes we may have to be in. I may want someone to love me like this, but if they can't completely, but they're showing their love for me in a different way, that doesn't mean they don't love me. You know what I'm saying? Right. So definitely an action word. Definitely it's an emotional place. Yeah. And I feel like words and actions should match when it comes to love. So
I agree with that 1000%. It's funny how it's easy for us to say the words "I love you," but it's hard for us to show the actions.
What do you think that's about?
I think a lot of times is we are people of words and not a people of action. Mm-hmm. We are a lot of the times it's easier for us to say "I got your back,"
right.
When the rubber hits the road, do you really got my back the way that I need you to have my back?
Right. I agree. So go ahead.
What is your definition of lust?
So, lust. When I think of lust, I think about old men that drool after a young woman.
No. No, you did not go there.
I know that's a little extreme.
Did not just go there. Hold up. Let's pause. You did not just go there.
Yeah. I do. I did say that. I did. Because, I mean, to me, that's kind of what it can be. That's kind of the more uncomfortable part of lust, right?
Yeah.
So, lust is definitely... having a strong physical attraction to people, to a person. Definitely sexual or sexual, I guess I should say. And it's that initial driving force that attracts us to be bold enough to even approach somebody, right? So lust is, when we see someone, we are attracted to them physically first, right? Because we can't see their heart. There was a pastor, it was surfing around social media. Me and my guy were talking about it over the weekend. And unfortunately, or fortunately, everything the pastor was saying was true. Yeah, his delivery was harsh. And I say harsh, maybe it was just hard, but he was telling the truth. When a man sees me, he can't see my heart. He see what he see on the outside. That's real, right? And, you know, yes, men typically are more physical creatures by way of that's typically how they want to show love or attraction or what have you. So lust is definitely that physical, that strong physical attraction or sexual desire that you have for someone. It's like a yearning, if you will. What about you?
I'm not going to the extreme that you went to, but lust is definitely of the flesh. It is. It's easier for us to be in lust because lust don't require much action.
That's right. Big fact.
Lust requires interaction. But it doesn't require action.
Like, that's right.
I can be in lust with you. We can do what we do. And then after we're done, that's that.
That's it.
But now, if I am in love with you, we could still do what we do. However, I would have to continue to show you daily how much you do mean to me.
Right. Yeah, I agree. I think that it can sometimes be a fine line. I think that people oftentimes get lust and love confused. Sometimes we think that we're in love with someone. Love at first sight. It's not really love at first sight. It's lust at first sight. You know what I'm saying? And I think that people need to be clear with that. You know what I'm saying? I feel that, well, let me say this. When I was reading something that says, if you're experiencing love, you will want to spend time with this person in a non-physical way, including bonding time, going out to eat, having conversation about long-term goals, or doing other things that are not sexual. Love to me can be a little bit more complex, right? Love can be mysterious, because there's so many, it's an infinite number of ways that people can show and express love and give love. But fortunately to me, love is a basic human need. We strive off of love. We grow off of love. It helps keep us bonded to each other, our family, our friends, our partners, the people that matter the most. You know what I'm saying? So it's a secure, loving attachment to have love, and especially when you have it with a romantic person, a partner rather, because to me there's a deep level of trust and affection and an acceptance of persons regardless of their flaws or their hiccups, mm-hmm. if you will. So love can be complicated. Love is mysterious. Love can be shown in an infinite amount of different ways, right? Yeah, love. I believe in love. I believe in romance. I believe in, maybe I have a fairy tale of love. I don't know in my mind, but yeah, love. So the next question is, as humans, do you think we fall more in love or lust? Which I guess I kind of said that. Do you think we fall more in love or lust?
We definitely fall more in lust because we see what meets the eye. We mm-hmm. automatically see what we like. We mm-hmm. see what is good for our eyes to see. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. just because it's good for our eyes to see don't mean it's good for our spirit.
Right.
Because right. let's be honest, Jezebel, Delilah looked good on Samson's eyes, mm-hmm. but she wasn't good for his spirit.
Right.
So we got to be careful on letting our eyes do the talking for us.
Yeah. That's true. I agree with that. As humans, do I think we fall more in love and lust? Like I said, I think sometimes we get confused, sometimes conversation can be that good. You know, sometimes it can be that great. But are you...
Y'all, we lost her for a quick second, but I know she'll be back. Y'all, interact with me. Interact with us.
Hmm?
Yeah, we lost you for a quick second. I don't know what you were saying.
Oh, I was just saying it's just that, you know, that's what attracts us is that outer appearance. I do believe as two people continue to get to know each other that they can... the lust can stay forever or can remain, but it can also develop into love between two people. I think people's wants and desires at a certain phase in their lives can line up. I was reading something and it said that people can be in lust with their partner for up to 2 years. And in those 2 years, that love builds, right? It was so crazy that this was the topic for today, because even seeing my person over the weekend, I was extremely flirtatious with him this weekend, just really flirtatious. Right. And after I started reading up on like lust and love, and I was like, you know, it's been so long And we were so flirtatious with each other this weekend. That could be considered as lust, but it's healthy lust because it's with your person. And it's okay to
You're supposed flirty. To lust after your person.
Yeah, it's okay to be flirty in weird situations or say something that catches them off guard. Or, you know, it's almost like another level of affection when you have love and lust for your person. So to answer the questions, do we fall more in love than lust? I think we do lust after people more than we truly love people. That's my answer. Yes, that's my answer.
I feel that. So next question is, what, as humans, what do you think the main difference is between love and lust?
Lust is purely a sexual attraction, a physical surface level relationship. If you are intimate with someone, don't look for them to stay overnight. They gonna do what they gotta do and probably leave, right? A disinterest in like getting to know you, right? It's a disinterest in getting to know you as a person. Love is, excuse me just a second, my child is loud. Love is, to me, passionate and compassionate. And there's a lot of strong emotions. I think that deepness, that intimacy comes when there's love displayed, right? And there's a desire to want to get to know the person and create a strong bond. So I think the physical and emotional are the big differences between lust and love.
Definitely. It's definitely that. I think a lot of times the biggest difference between lust and love is, as I've already been saying, lust is temporary. Love will last forever. Love mm-hmm. loves you through the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Mm-hmm.
Lust, when things are good, lust is there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Love, lust, when things are bad, lust is like, let me find somebody else that I can lust after.
Right.
Let's keep it all the way 100. Lust is nothing more than a temporary interaction because of the simple fact just because I'm lusting after you right now does not mean that I'm going to be lusting after you forever. Sooner mm-hmm. or later, somebody else is mm-hmm. going to catch my eye. Right. And I'm going to lust after them.
Right, right, right. Yeah, yeah, I agree. I agree. What are the signs of lust? So let me dig into that a little bit. So what are the signs of lust? Let me ask you, when have you realized that you are lusting after a woman? How do you know you're lusting after a woman or have lusted after a woman? What are your
signs? For me, mm-hmm. when in the past, when my first thought was not, oh wow, she seems like she's a wonderful woman of God.
Mm-hmm.
My first thought is, dang, she's looking sexy in that outfit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, and I had to catch myself. I'm like, wait a minute. This is somebody's daughter, and you mm-hmm. are sitting here lusting after them
mm-hmm.
over the simple mm-hmm. fact of how they're looking in an outfit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You don't even know her name yet, but right. you are lusting after her because mm-hmm. of how she looks in an outfit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's crazy, but it's like it happens to all of us.
Oh, for sure. We're all guilty. For sure. We're all guilty. I agree.
That's some of these comments. So
yes, I was going to say the same thing. We fall more in lust, lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh. Yes. I agree. Lust is physically driven. Love can be emotionally driven. It's genuine. Mm-hmm. I agree. That's why we have to put our flesh under subjection. Yes.
Yeah, so those comments right there are powerful. So what about you? When did you know you was lusting after somebody?
When I was almost attracted to the superficial stuff, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? How he dresses, if he has full lips, if he has super nice hands or nice arms or smells good. Well, of course we don't want nobody to stink, but smelling good, and, you know, all of those things. Now, don't get it twisted. I still like those things, but are those the driving force for me no. at this point in my life? No, I don't. My person to me is, this is probably going to sound corny and cheesy for me to say this, but
come on, say it. Say it, sis. Say
it. But to me, he's all those things and so much more. You know what I'm saying?
All right, like, all right.
He don't have the full lips, but that's okay. I still love him anyway, right? Now, if I didn't talk to him because he didn't have full lips, how superficial would I be? You see what I'm saying? Like, that's not a driving force to me. The driving force to me, I mean, when I first seen him, I thought he was uberly handsome, beautiful eyes, nice arms, dressed nice, and these just, right? And then the more I started talking to him in specific, I started seeing his heart. Like, I could almost feel his heart through his conversation. And I've really never had that with somebody, right? Was it like immediate love? No. Am I excited that I still can lust after him at this point in our relationship because he is, you know, just such a wonderful person inside and out? I am. Is it easier for me to be vulnerable with him? Yeah, for sure. And so the lust is a healthy lust. And that was something that I was reading, like the difference between a healthy lust and unhealthy lust. It's healthy because it's with my person. And not only am I attracted to the outside, but I'm attracted to the inside. And our lust has grown into love, you know, and it's so funny. And I didn't share this with him, but we talked about it early on, but I knew that he was immediately attracted to me the first time we went out, because he was like, I'm saying uberly affectionate. It was comfortably affectionate, right? I wasn't uncomfortable at all. But we had that equal attraction for each other. And to me, that's healthy. That's okay, especially if it's not too much, right. If that makes sense. The unhealthy lusting is being verbally disrespectful, you know, like, you know, dang, that butt's big, or dang, her boobs are nice, and saying it where the woman can hear you. You know what I'm saying? Or even being bold enough to feel like you can touch the woman inappropriately without her permission, right? That's that scary, unhealthy lust that can become dangerous. So I think it's important to make sure that if you and a person are going to have just that lustful relationship, which means just that sexual, physical, that you guys are clear on that for sure. Now, I appreciate that statement, healthy lust, because there has to be desire. It's all about how it's implemented. Yes, for sure. For sure. For sure. For sure. So yeah. Yeah. So what about you, James?
For me. I think we're on the next question.
Okay. I was like, did we answer that question? Okay.
Yeah, I answered that already.
Okay. So what are the signs of lust to you? No, that was it. You answered that one, right? What are the signs of lust? What is the difference between
love and lust?
So how do you know it's love or lust? How do you know, like, when you start dating someone, how do you know when it shifts, I guess, between love and lust, from lust to love?
How do you know that it's shifted from lust to love? Mm-hmm. It is when you find yourself being more attracted to the mental than you do mm-hmm. the physical.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, let me keep it all the way real. A girl, a woman can be everything, have everything on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
She can have it all.
Mm-hmm.
But let her mental be jacked up.
Right.
And that will automatically push me away from her.
Mm-hmm.
Because in the state that I am now, in the place that I am in my life right now, 33, mm-hmm. almost 34 years old.
Right.
You got to have more than a cute face mm-hmm. to come to this table.
Right.
You got to be bringing, like, a little bit of brains to the table, too. You got to be bringing, like, some spiritualness to the mm-hmm. table, too. Like, I'm looking for that woman that is going to be a helpmate instead of a hindrance.
Yeah. That's real.
That's how you know that it's moved from lust to love, because when it's lust, you just looking at, oh man, we're going to tear it up on the internet with all these photos that we taking together. We're going to be couples goals. But nevertheless, you're not thinking about, okay, what is our relationship going to be like?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Is God going to get the glory from our relationship?
Right. So, you know, when you are lusting for someone, like I said before, that's it. That's the interest, right? You're not interested in to know any more about them outside of that physical, what they can do for you physically, how good they are in the bedroom or how good they may look on your arm, because she may just be eye candy for me to take to an event, you know.
Yes.
So
I've had plenty of those.
So, you know, the values are different, you know. So, again, lust is mainly sexual or physical, with no desire to, like, bond with the person on a deeper level, whereas love, like, in contrast, it involves feelings of intimacy, vulnerability, like putting in an effort to build stronger connections with the person. So I think that, you know, with some people, you know, some women, they say that they're not going to be intimate with a man for a certain amount of time, right? Because they want to form a connection deeper than the physical. And I think that's important, right? And I think for whatever your guidelines and rules and stipulations are, that is for you, right? Nobody's here to judge that. But there's reasons why women feel that way about, you know, jumping in the bed, and maybe some men too, right? With someone so fast, you know, they want to truly get to know the person on the inside, because to me, the physical is there from the beginning, and it's not, hopefully it won't go anywhere. Now, the physical may change if you end up finding yourself not attracted to the woman emotionally or spiritually or mentally. There could be a turnoff there physically, you know? So I think that when you start, for me, getting the heart flutters, the enjoying the conversation, the person has a sense of humor that, I mean, not everybody can make me laugh. So if you can make me laugh, you're doing really good. So I think, you know, you know what is most important to you outside of the physical is what I'm saying. So I think that's something that you kind of know per situation, per person, as you're growing and getting to know a person, if that is your intent with the person.
I agree with that.
And Marcia, I'm sorry, James, what did you say?
I think we was going to the same comment.
Okay. I feel like there has to be a spiritual connection with the person, not just physical. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
Spiritually, mentally, emotionally, absolutely.
Definitely. Like, if I could sit on the phone with you and we can have a conversation about the Bible,
mm-hmm.
and like, it's never a dull moment throughout mm-hmm. that conversation,
mm-hmm.
I'm sitting there just like,
mm-hmm.
okay. Right. This one's different. Right. She's different.
Yep, I agree.
All right, so let's go to the next question here. Next one is, coexist or not coexist?
Can love and lust coexist?
Oh, yeah. Can love and lust coexist? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just realized what I said. What happened was, y'all, when the question got sent to me, she said coexist on it, and then she sent a message, 7 is coexist, not coexist, uh-huh. and I copied coexist, not coexist.
Mm-hmm.
That was on me.
That's okay.
Yeah, so can love and lust coexist?
I think so. I think that, you know, as you and your person are growing in love and emotional, mental, spiritual, I think that as you all are growing with each other, having that healthy attraction, that healthy desire, that healthy lust for your person that you love is important. Like I said, I experienced it over the weekend and it was funny. It was exciting. We was cracking up laughing. And I know he was like, girl, what's wrong with you? Because, you know, there's certain size of people that you don't see until you see them, right? And people know me to be probably more.
You have to get your little schoolgirl going.
Right. People see me being the straight lace, don't do too much. You know, hey, I'm 45 at this point. I have one life to live and I definitely want to enjoy my life, right? As long as it's safe and healthy, I want to enjoy my life. So I do believe that new relationship energy, which can be based off of sexual desire or lust, can exist in healthy relationships. I think that lust varies. I was reading where it said that sometimes lust can last up to 2 years in a relationship, even though there's love that's there. Once there's a deeper, more emotional connection is established, love can develop and can be present in your relationship, both love and lust. So yes, I do believe that it can coexist with each other.
I definitely believe they can coexist, because if I love you, then I'm gonna have to want you as well.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I believe that there's a time and a place for it. Now, if my thing on it is when we are married, it's like I want to be in that relationship or that marriage where I'm always wanting my woman.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always wanting her constantly. Mm-hmm. It's like she's going to get tired of me. She's going to be like, baby, can you leave me alone? No, I will not. Because it's like what I'm wanting in a relationship or marriage is like that woman that like I'll never get tired of.
Mm-hmm.
So like it's already been stated, I believe that it can coexist if it is healthy.
I agree.
Now, if your wife says no, then you got to take that no for an answer.
Right.
That's why we said as long as it is healthy.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I agree.
All right, so it's on you, sis.
Do you feel like lust is a healthy emotion?
Do I feel like lust is a healthy emotion? It can be. Mm-hmm. As long as it is put in its proper place.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if it is not put in its proper place, then no, it's not a healthy emotion.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's an unhealthy emotion.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I agree. Yes, it definitely can be. Again, like we've said, it's all about how a person expresses their lust that makes it healthy or unhealthy. Yeah, that's my thing on that. I think it can be.
Yeah, it's a thing of you got to know your partner. And know what your partner wants and know what your partner needs.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But, you know, you can ask the same question about love. You know, is love a healthy emotion? Mm-hmm. People get crazy in love sometimes, right? Some people get possessive, obsessed, controlling. Physical, emotional, spiritual abuse happens when someone says they love you, they feel like they love you, they think they love you. That's how they express their love. So we can ask the same about love. Is love a healthy emotion to you, James?
Is love a healthy emotion when used properly?
Right.
Now, I've seen some stories on Lifetime. If I can't have you, ain't nobody gonna have you. I've seen stories on BET Plus. Right. If I can't have you, ain't nobody gonna have you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not looking for that type of love.
Yeah.
The type of love that I'm looking for is that love that even when we at our lowest point, we not fighting against each other. We fighting with each other.
Yes. I agree. So what are you looking for in love, James?
Oh man. Oh, you put me on the spot tonight.
What does that look like to you, James? What are you looking for in love when you are in this world dating and you know, when you know you love a woman, what does that look like to you?
What that looks like for me. What that looks like for me is I am putting her needs first. I am trying to, am I perfect at it? No. What that means to me is I'm trying to make sure that her feelings are heard. I'm trying to make sure that she feels validated. I'm trying to make sure that she feels safe. I'm trying to make sure that she feels secure. I'm trying to make sure that everything that she needs is taken care of emotionally, physically, everything. I'm trying to make sure that she is not wanting for anything. As the man, my number one job is to be the provider. So if she tells me that she is in need of something, my number one job is to try to make sure that whatever it takes to get it, it's getting done.
Right.
But on the other hand, I'm looking for somebody also that is going to be my helpmate. That is like, when I'm saying I'm in love, I'm looking for someone, I'm with someone that I know is going to be my helpmate, going to be that woman that's going to be right by my side, that's going to hold me down, that's going to be my, not only my lover, but be my best friend as well. And gonna make sure that all of my needs are met as well, just right, as I'm doing her.
I agree.
So, okay, Tevis, you just put me on the spotlight. We putting that spotlight on you now. As a woman in this world, dating.
Mm-hmm.
What are you looking for when you say you are in love? Look at a facial expression, y'all. Look at it.
So of course, a man who knows the Bible, knows God, has an understanding and a love, willing to continue to gain more understanding, no matter perspectives and views, continue to learn more. Communication, someone that is going to respect and love us, me and my daughter, unconditionally, without judgment. The support is unwavering, whether it's mentally, spiritually, emotionally, physically, financially, just willing, right? To be there, to be present, to be supportive, to grow, you know, someone that, I mean, you know, I don't care how old you are. If you still have a sound mind, able body, that means you are still able to continue to grow in this lifetime, right? So I think spiritually growing,
Yeah, she'll be back. So what about y'all in the comments? What do y'all look for? When you think of love versus lust, what do you look for? Matter of fact, tonight, we're going to do something a little different tonight. Hold on.
All right.
Yep, you good.
I don't know what happened, but just the basic things, you know, that most women want: love, respect, communication, hardworking, someone that sees them for more than what's on the outside. Like, get to know my heart, get to know my mind, you know, make love to my heart, make love to my mind. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, those things probably.
Yeah. We got about 12 minutes. Before we get off of here tonight. And what I want to do is, I want to do a little something different.
Okay.
If anybody in the comments wants a chance to come on here and tell us what you look for when you think of love versus lust,
oh, that's good.
The link is down there below. So we're going to allow our audience, if y'all want to come up here, tell us what y'all looking for, let us know.
Come on, chime in.
Yeah,
come on in. Let us know what your views of love and lust are. What that looks like for you, to you.
While we're waiting, we'll continue this discussion.
As a man, James, why are you interested in a relationship at this point in your life?
The main reason why I need a relationship is because I know that two is better than one. I know where I lack at, she's stronger. I know that she will not only be my peace, but she will be part of my covering as well. Things that I miss, she will see. She's going to help push me to another level in God that I haven't been to yet. So that's why I need the relationship. What about you?
Well, at this point in my life, I feel that I have had enough life experiences in every aspect to know who I am more. Therefore, it helps me to know what I desire, what I would like to have more of. I am definitely way more open-minded. I am willing to grow all the time and understand other people's perspectives and viewpoints. And I want a helpmate in every aspect, not just financially, but emotionally, spiritually. I want someone that I can walk in this lifetime with. You know, my daughter is going to be graduating in a year and a half, and my prayers is that she goes and lives her very best life and not have to worry about mommy being at home with the dog, right? So I'm praying that I can, you know, that God has blessed me with someone that, you know, that I can spend forever with, that I can travel with, that I can laugh with, that I can cry with. And like you said, two is better than one, you know, so that is definitely my desire for sure. That's why I'm interested in a relationship.
Definitely.
Are you open to the hard work that that may come in building a healthy relationship?
Woo. Yeah, I'm open to it. Because I know it's not always going to be easy. Anything worth having is not easy.
Dame?
Yeah. No, internet is not our friend tonight.
What this is about tonight, honey. Oh, thank you, Michelle. Hi, Jessica. Thank you, Chanel. Marsha, yes, these are all great answers and great questions.
Yeah.
You say you are open to hard work?
Oh, definitely. I am, because I know anything worth having is worth working for. Yeah. And I know nothing is going to be easy.
That's right.
Nothing is given to you in life. If you want it, you got to work for it.
Yeah. I'm willing to. And, you know, the important thing in that, too, is hoping that the person that you are with is willing to put in that work as well. It can't be one-sided and then you expect growth, right? And who wants to stay stagnant forever, you know?
Well, since we're not getting anybody to come up, let's go back and do something that we used to do when you first came on here. This or that. We're going to play a little round of this or that.
Okay.
All right. The best man or the wood?
Best man.
Okay. Hold on. We got a question.
When vetting a man of God, what three questions should I ask to get to the spiritual heart of things? That's a good one. When vetting a man of God, what three questions should I ask to get to the spiritual heart of things? You know, I think, you know, within the first date or conversation, asking about their relationship with God, whether you say, do you have a spiritual relationship? Are you religious or spiritual? You know, whatever that is, kind of have that conversation, right? I think it's important to have that conversation. There's so many different dynamics of spirituality and God and beliefs. And, you know, as we as a culture are growing and learning more about the truth behind the Bible, not just what we've been taught, the whitewash version, I think is important to ask these questions. So I think just that main question of asking what their belief is, their spiritual belief, I think that will pull out more questions in that conversation. Something that I'm very mindful of, I do not argue with people about spiritual belief. I listen. I ask questions, because to me, it's always an opportunity to learn and grow, right? Because nobody knows everything about the Bible, right? So I say be open-minded and definitely be understanding to whatever people's journey is. And some people may not even have a journey and say, but they're willing to grow spiritually, because some people may not have grown up in church. Are you going to dismiss that person because of that? No, those are the people God wants you to bring in. And that could very well be the reason why God placed them in your life, whether a friend or a lover, right? So I think being open-minded about learning people's perspectives and views and the whys, and then going from there. I do believe that one question can allow other questions to come into play. James, what do you think?
Definitely. Like you said, asking those questions, asking what the spiritual relationship...
I froze again.
Mm-mm.
James, you froze?
No. Can you see me now? Can you see me now? Can you hear me? But to answer that question, she'll come back. First thing you gotta ask, in my opinion, is what is your relationship with God like? Do they have a relationship? Like Tevin said, next question I would ask is, if they say they have a relationship, where is their church home? Who do they attend church with? When is the last time they went to church? Questions like that. When is the last time they prayed? Questions such as that is questions that you would have to ask, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How important is prayer to them?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep.
All right. We'll give y'all.
Well, this or that, you said the wood.
The best man or the wood?
I said the best man.
Okay.
Well, for you, dang, I got three that I want to put in one question, but come I guess on. I'll say Love Jones or Poetic Justice.
Ooh, that's a hard one. That's a hard one. I'm going to have to go Poetic Justice. I'm going to have to go Poetic Justice.
Okay.
All right, I got one for you.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Jackson or Prince?
Michael Jackson for me. I've always been a Michael Jackson fan. Prince is cool. I didn't really get into Prince until I got older because I think as a child he was too provocative. Mm-hmm. And I was always not sure about a man in heels with straight hair. So that kind of threw me a little bit, right? As a child, right? But as I matured and got older, then, you know, I started liking him. But I have always been an MJ girl for sure.
I'll put it there.
Yeah.
Your turn.
Yeah. Let's see. Vacation or staycation?
Stay with my girl.
Staycation.
Yeah, it would have to be a stay.
Okay, yes, Chanel. okay, a staycation. Okay, that's sweet. Okay.
All right. Ooh, I got one for you now. Mm-hmm. Okay. Ooh, I got you. Boys to Men. Or Jagged Edge?
Boys to Men for sure. Boys to Men for sure. Tupac or Biggie?
Ooh. Tupac. Even though I'm a Biggie fan, mm-hmm. Pac was bringing that fire. Pac educated.
He was a true poet. Like, you know, yes, rappers are poets, most of them, especially the ones that can write their own lyrics that are definitely speaking from their truth, their life, their story, what they see of the world. To me, that's what Tupac was. He was definitely a true poet for sure.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. Let me see. Ooh, I got one for you.
Mm-hmm.
Little Kim or Nicki Minaj?
Probably like Lil' Kim, because she was during my time, and we were talking about that this weekend. These new female rappers, they on a whole nother level.
They definitely are.
Way more
provocative.
Explicit, yes, than back in our day. Now, don't get me wrong, Lil' Kim and Foxy, you know, they was trying to bring the thunder, and Trina, they would kind of touch it just a bit. But these girls just go for it to the white meat. You know, Queen Latifah, MC Light, TLC, you know, they wouldn't like, you know, they would tell their story, but they wouldn't be like raw. Like, you got rappers telling about the color of their vagina and behind.
You got rappers talking about, they got that WAP.
Right. Invogue or SWV. That's good. Invogue or SWV. I don't know. That's a hard one.
That's an easy one for me.
Is it? Which one?
SWV. I'm going with the Sisters with Voices.
I can see that. That's hard. Because they're different, but similar. I don't know. I can't even choose on that one. I mean, if I had to choose, I guess I would probably choose SWV for sure.
Uh-oh. They said SWV and Escape.
That's who I would have compared.
No, that one's harder.
I would have definitely chose the Escape back in the day.
I
don't know. That's hard.
I don't know. Because I love SWV. But Escape was coming with that fire. They was coming with some understanding. They was coming with some take off your shoes and relax your feet.
Right. Yeah. Would you rather ride a bike or driving a car?
Drive a car.
Okay. Would you rather be the passenger or the driver?
Passenger.
Okay.
They said SWV now that I'm grown and been through some trials.
Right. I understand that. Okay.
I got one for you.
Okay.
TLC versus Destiny Child. TLC versus all day.
They're kind of different by way of more rap versus straight singing, but you know, I was the TLC girl by way of baggy clothes, cross colors, sneakers.
TLC was a vibe.
Destiny's Child has their own different vibe, right? And you know, I love Destiny's Child. But if I had to connect and relate to someone during that time, I was definitely a TLC girl.
Yeah, TLC was a vibe. Now, for me, because of the era.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because of the era that I grew up in, I was a TLC dude. I loved TLC. But Destiny South was more my time. Mm-hmm. So I grew to love Destiny Child a little bit more. Okay. Temptations versus the Four Tops.
Mm-hmm.
Which one you picking? Temptations or Four Tops? Which one?
Temptations or Four Tops? Probably Temptations.
Oh, yeah. Temps had way more hits.
Yeah. Luther or
it don't matter who you put them against.
I'm like, do I do Freddie Jackson or Luther?
Luther. He's in his own lane. Can't nobody top him.
Right.
Luther.
Right. Keith Sweat or Gerald LeVert?
Gerald LeVert. Keith Sweat did a little bit too much begging.
Luther and Barry White. Probably still Luther. Probably
it's still Luther. Luther. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
All right, I got you. Ooh, I got you. Because yeah. I asked this question earlier.
Yeah.
And this will be the last one. R. Kelly versus Usher. Who you going with?
Okay.
Who you going with? R. Kelly or Usher?
Say it again. You breaking up.
R. Kelly or Usher?
That was on Facebook earlier.
Yep, I asked that one.
Oh, that was you that asked that.
Yeah, before the trial. Before the trial.
Right, before the trial. You know, I mean, unfortunately, we cannot deny R. Kelly's talent, no matter the wrong that he has done. And, you know, he has been wrong, too, as a child.
True that.
His talent is, you know, it speaks for itself. I love Usher, don't get me wrong. And probably would have picked R. Kelly before this mess happened. But, you know, R. Kelly is good at what he does. I mean, he has a skill. He has a craft. I mean, he's...
And this ain't even only music that he sings. He's done written hits for many, many, many people. You name your favorite singer, I guarantee you they've had a hit by R. Kelly. Michael, Whitney, Celine Dion.
And if you think about it, you can reflect on a lot of R. Kelly's songs and know kind of,
where you was at.
You know, that's probably an R. Kelly song. You know what I'm saying? Because he's kind of got a style that he kind of sticks to a little bit. But yeah, R. Kelly wrote songs for numerous people. Yes. Yes, even gospel, for sure. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, R. Kelly, honey. R. Kelly.
R to the Kells.
Bless him.
That first album was truly fire. Still here, played on the radio. That's Pandora. As much as I hate to admit it, I have that album on my phone.
Yeah.
12 play, I have that album on my phone.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a banger. You cannot deny R. Kelly's greatness.
You can't deny his talent. I mean, you just can't.
You can't. So, we thank y'all for rocking with us. Stay tuned to the podcast, which will drop on tomorrow at midnight. Mm-hmm. We love y'all. Stay blessed, and be a blessing to someone else. Before, as I turn it over to my sister, Tevis, to have a final word.
Thank you guys always for being here and supportive to us. We appreciate all the feedback, all the support. Make sure you like and share. Invite people out to, you know, definitely tune into our podcast. And like I always say, just make sure that your words and actions always minister love and grace to everyone.
All right, y'all.
Have a good week.
Love y'all.
Oh, happy birthday. Happy early birthday to James. Happy early birthday to James. If I could sing, I would blow right now. But I can't sing. So everybody say happy birthday to James. His birthday is Friday. So
love y'all.
We're going to make sure James lives it up on Friday, okay? So make sure y'all
look, I'll be at work most of the day.
That's okay. Still enjoy for sure.
All right. Love y'all.
Okay.
Peace.